The legendary Louis Gossett Jr. has died. He was 87. His role in An Officer and a Gentleman made him the first black man to win the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor.
He may not make it through the program, but he got more heart and more character than you'll ever have. And stop eyeballing me, boy!
Well, joining us live to remember the legacy of Louis Gossett Jr., WTOP entertainment reporter and film critic Jason Fraley. Jason, before Officer and a Gentleman, Gossett won an Emmy for the 1977 TV miniseries Classic Roots. Talk about that powerful introduction to TV viewers.
Absolutely. And before that, even, he starred in the Broadway and Hollywood versions of A Raisin in the Sun with Sidney Poitier and Ruby Dee and the rest. So, I mean, he was right from the jump, some big stuff here. But Roots, yes, as you said, you know, it's hard for today's generation to appreciate the idea of appointment viewing like that. You know, we're used to binging everything now, but it was 8 straight nights, a true epic, groundbreaking TV miniseries based on Alec Haley's novel. LeVar Burton, John Amos, Ben Vereen, Cicely Tyson, Richard Roundtree, all of them in there. And of course, it was actually set locally. A lot of people might forget, you know, the slave ship arrives in Annapolis in 1767, and the main character, Kunta Kinte, sold to a plantation near Fredericksburg, Virginia. So all around here. And that's where the plantation owner, Lorne Greene of Bonanza, assigns an older slave, Fiddler, played by Gossett Jr., to teach Kunta Kinte, so, sort of show him the ropes and take him under his wing. And Gossett won the Emmy for that. So, yeah, it was off to the races after that.
Of course, his big one, Jason, was for the Oscar-winning role in An Officer and a Gentleman. I was thinking about driving in this morning, how I could see the veins come out of his head, you know, his bald head. Every time he was acting as that drill sergeant, I thought to myself, man, that is some intense acting going on. What else made that role so memorable?
Oh, such a great point. Yes, that drill sergeant yelling at a very young Richard Gere. This was like 5 years before R. Lee Ermey in Full Metal Jacket. You know, we think of these drill sergeants. So Gossett really sort of pioneered that sort of archetype. And I actually think it was Gossett that they're sort of spoofing in Forrest Gump. You know, yes, drill sergeant. I really think it's calling back to Gossett. It was a historic Oscar win. You know, Hattie McDaniel had won supporting actress for Gone with the Wind, and Poitier had won, you know, lead actor for Lilies of the Field. But Gossett Jr. was the first black actor to win for a black man to win supporting actor, opening the door for, like, you know, Denzel Washington to win a few years later for Glory. But yeah, such an iconic role, just barking those commands and jokes and sarcastic zingers. It was a big one. A lot of people forget, you know, it was a rom-com too. You know, Richard Gere carrying off it at the end, you know, love lifts us up where we belong. It was famous.
And in the last few seconds we have here, he maintained a big presence rather in movies and TVs after that. What were some of the memorable roles there?
Oh, yeah. After that, he won a Golden Globe for the TV movie Josephine Baker Story. He earned 8 Emmy nominations, including Sadat, Anwar Sadat, Touched by an Angel. And I loved him in HBO's Watchmen, where he was Regina King's grandfather, you know, formerly known as Hooded Justice in the flashbacks, or taught us all, at least me, about the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre. Didn't even know till I saw that show. His final role turned out to be the remake of The Color Purple that just came out. But we're going to miss him. You know, he's going to lift up to where he belongs, where the Eagles fly, you know.
Thank you, Jay. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
WTOP entertainment reporter Jason Fraley.